From Spark and Anvil and Focus Forge, this is Scan, in Chapter 1 of the Focus Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Scan was a small, bright-eyed lemur with a habit of looking back over her own shoulder. Not in a worried way, in a curious way. Every little while, in the middle of doing a thing, she would pause, glance back at the part she'd already done, and tilt her head. She'd say. Still going where I meant to. Good. Then she'd carry on. She had grown up in a hillside village, where her family painted long, winding murals on the garden walls. A mural is a tricky thing. You start at one end with a clear picture in your head. But brush by brush, little drifts creep in. A line goes slightly crooked, a color wanders, and if you never look back, you can paint a whole wall before you notice the picture stopped matching the plan a long way back. My grandfather taught me the glance, Scan liked to say. Every few feet of wall, you step back and look at where you've been. Not to judge it, just to check it still matches where you're headed. A little glance now saves a long, sad scrub down later. In the Focus Forge Academy, a young porcupine named Otis was deep in a long, multi-step build. His head was down. He had not looked back once. Scan ambled over and glanced, lightly, at his work so far. She said, kind and curious. Want to take a glance with me? Just a quick one? Otis didn't look up. I can't stop, he said. If I stop, I'll lose my place. I just have to keep going till it's done, then check at the end. Scan sat down beside him, in no rush. That's the most common way, she agreed. Head down, push to the end, check at the very last, and sometimes it works fine. She nudged a friendly nose towards his work. But here's the thing about checking only at the end. If something went a little sideways back near the start, you don't find out until you've built the whole rest of it on top of the sideways part. Then the fix isn't small anymore. It's everything. Otis paused. But looking back feels like wasting time. It feels that way, Scan said warmly. It really does. A glance feels like a hiccup in the work. But it's the opposite. A 10-second glance now is how you don't spend an hour later. She gave a little lemur grin. I'm not asking you to judge what you've done. I'd never. I'm just asking you to look. Looking and judging are different things. Looking is just gathering information.
Otis let out a breath and, for the first time, lifted his head and looked back at the early part of his build. Scan looked with him, shoulder to shoulder. There's no wrong way to glance, she murmured. I just ask myself one quiet question. Does this still match where I said I was going? Not, is it perfect? Not, am I good at this? Just, does the path I'm on still lead where I meant? Otis scanned back along the steps, and there, not far from the start, he found it. A small wrong turn. A piece set the wrong way round, 3 steps in. From there, everything he'd built had leaned just slightly off true. His stomach dropped. I messed it up way back there, he said. I've been building on a mistake this whole time. You found it, Scan corrected gently, with real warmth. That's a completely different thing. You found it now, while it's a 3-step fix, instead of at the end, where it would have been a take-the-whole-thing-apart fix. The glance just saved you an hour, Otis. That's not a mess. That's a rescue.
Together, they undid the 3 steps back to the wrong turn, set the piece the right way round, and Otis began rebuilding from the true spot. This time, he glanced back every little while, not because Scan told him to, but because he'd felt, in his own chest, the difference between catching a wrong turn small and discovering it huge. It's funny, Otis said, working steadier now. I thought stopping to look would slow me down, but I'm actually faster this way. I'm not scared the whole thing is secretly wrong anymore. I can just build. That's the part nobody tells you, Scan said happily. The glance doesn't just catch mistakes. It takes away the worry. When you check as you go, you stop carrying that low hum of, is this all wrong, in the back of your head. You get to trust your own work, because you've been keeping an eye on it the whole time. Otis noticed it was true. The knot of dread he'd been building with, the fear that he'd reach the end and it would all be ruined, had quietly dissolved. In its place was a calm, light feeling. He and his work were on speaking terms now. He knew where it stood, because he kept looking.
That evening, Anchor, the steady mentor who watched over all of Focus Forge, found the two of them by the finished build, which stood true and straight in the lamplight. "What is the glance back?" Anchor asked Scan, the way they asked every member of the cast. Scan thought of her grandfather and the long garden murals. "It's checking your own work while you're still in it," she said. "Not to judge it, just to catch a wrong turn while it's small. A glance now instead of a scrub down later." Anchor turned to Otis. "And how does it feel," they asked, "to have built something you checked as you went?" Otis looked at his straight, true build, then at the small lemur beside him. The dread was gone. What was left was something he hadn't expected from checking his work of all things, a quiet, grounded pride, and a kind of ease. "It feels safe," Otis said. "Like I can trust it, because I didn't have to hope it was right. I knew the whole way. It feels like I stopped being scared of my own work and started being friends with it." He glanced back at the build one more time, just out of the new habit, and smiled. "I think I'm going to keep glancing. It feels good to not be carrying that worry anymore." Scan's bright eyes warmed, and she felt the small, glad satisfaction she always felt when a creature discovered that looking back wasn't scary at all. It was, in fact, one of the kindest things you could do for the future version of yourself still building up ahead.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Scan. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.